Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Have you ever wanted to do something in your life but was never given the opportunity? It may be that you wanted to be on the debate team in school or to play on the high school football team. You were willing to give it all that you had, but you never got the opportunity. You know, life is that way at times. You're just not given the opportunities that you had hoped for. Unfortunately, that spills over into our religious world at times. I've seen people after their baptism very excited about working for the Lord, but all too often they're held back for one reason or another. You hear, "Well, they just became a Christian and they really don't know enough." How about, "He can't lead an opening prayer yet. He doesn't know how to lead us." Unfortunately, many new converts become disillusioned and that initial desire is quenched because they're not allowed to be involved in so many areas. How can you do something with all your might in the Lord if you're not given the opportunity to do it? I remember the first prayer I ever led in assembly. I was frightened almost to death, but I gave it my best. I remember using phrases that I'd heard others use. It was pretty lame as far as we humans are concerned. Even my friend standing next to me started giggling. But to God, I'm sure it was, as Philippians 4:18 states, a sweet-smelling aroma. Maybe a little ugly to us, but beautiful to him. So what am I trying to say? Simply this: encourage one another, build up one another, involve one another. We should be as Paul stated when he sent young Timothy to build others up in Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians 3:2 says, "And I sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith." Who knows what someone can do unless they have the opportunity? I'm reminded of the story concerning Arthur Godfrey during World War II. The Navy had refused Arthur Godfrey a commission at the start of the war because of some old hip and knee injuries. When Mrs. Roosevelt heard of this, she pleaded his case with the president. He had previously served in the Navy himself, so he didn't hesitate to call the responsible officer on Godfrey's behalf. The president asked the question, "Can he walk?" Told that he could, Mr. Roosevelt remarked, "Well, give him a commission then. I can't walk, and I'm the commander-in-chief." Godfrey served loyally and well during the war. In Acts chapter 9, we see Barnabas reaching out to Paul. He was given no opportunities. They didn't even want to worship with him. But Barnabas was the encourager. So what do you want to be known as, the discourager or the encourager? I'm Rod Bradshaw, and that's my humble opinion.